If you are a person of few words, you will enjoy today's podcast because it's all about vague 80s movie descriptions. This is Trivia with Buds. It be and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. I have been busy scouring the internet and local stores for new trivia prizes, and I came across a gold mine at the Dollar Tree. So I wanted to share that with you guys. Every once in a while, the Dollar Tree, usually once, maybe twice a year, a couple times a year, three times a year, they get a big shipment of movies that I'm guessing do not sell at places like Walmart or Kmart and things like that. So then they must auction them off to Dollar Tree, and then Dollar Tree sells them all for a dollar. So if you are looking for movies, especially like weird horror movies, stuff that was on Sci-Fi Channel, Sharknado-y type stuff, which I am a fan of, which you never hear me shutting up about, you can find these at the Dollar Tree near your house. Go check them out. The bigger the Dollar Tree, I've learned, the more movies they get. So I went to one in San Dimas, California, and I got about 15 movies. And one of them that I got is a Blu-ray DVD combo pack. It's Nicolas Cage in the Humanity Bureau. You can't run from your past. Set in the near future where climate change has wreaked havoc in parts of the American Midwest, a government agency called the Humanity Bureau exiles members of society deemed unproductive and banishes them to a colony known as New Eden. And the bonus feature says the making of the Humanity Bureau. So if you like this kind of bad movie, 94 approximate minutes of bad movie with Nicolas Cage, go to your Dollar Tree, see what you can find. And man, I have so many cool prizes. The other night we did a whole trivia night where we just gave away a different bad movie for all five raffle prizes during our live stream. So it was a ton of fun. And if you like that kind of thing, play every night with me, 7 p.m. Pacific on Facebook. All right, we're going to jump into this episode, which is all about vague 80s movie descriptions. I will kind of describe maybe just a scene or just a vague retelling of a movie, and you tell me what movie I'm talking about. Here we go. All right, it's 80s vague movie descriptions. Number one, two friends put on bra hats and make a Barbie a real lady. Number one, two friends put on bra hats and make a Barbie a real lady. What's that movie from the 80s? Number one. And number two, a Scientologist mixes drinks. Number two, a Scientologist mixes drinks. Number two. Number three, inner city kids learn math. What movie is that from the 80s? Number three, inner city kids learn math. Number three. And number four, aliens save an apartment building. Number four, aliens save an apartment building. Number four. Number five, suicidal teen owes paperboy $2. Number five, suicidal teen owes paperboy $2. Number six, George Carlin and a phone booth. Number six, George Carlin and a phone booth. Number six. Number seven, a Colorado town deals with Russians. Number seven, a Colorado town deals with Russians. Number eight, Laurence Olivier is Zeus. Number eight, Laurence Olivier is Zeus. Number eight. Number nine, Andrew McCarthy falls in love with an ancient Egyptian princess. Number nine, Andrew McCarthy falls in love with an ancient Egyptian princess. Number nine. And number 10, a dog kills a lot of people in Antarctica. Number 10, a dog kills a lot of people in Antarctica. And your bonus question is pretty vague, but maybe you remember what it's from. For 2 points, a larger than normal oatmeal cream pie. A larger than normal oatmeal cream pie. Those are all your questions for vague 80s movie descriptions. We'll be right back with the hopefully more explanatory answers. We are back with vague 80s movie descriptions. So many great memories watching these movies as I went through the clues on the first part of the episode, and I hope you had those memories as well if you are a child of the 80s or if you just like 80s movies. Number one, two friends put on bra hats and make a Barbie a real lady. That's Weird Science. Number one, Weird Science. Great movie. I love it quite a bit. And a lot of great 80s action in this movie. Number two was Cocktail. A Scientologist mixes drinks. That's Tom Cruise in Cocktail. Number two, I don't think he was a Scientologist back then, though. Number two, Cocktail. Number three, Inner City Kids Learn Math. That was Stand and Deliver. I think Edward James Olmos is in this movie. Number three, Stand and Deliver. Inner City Kids Learn Math. Number four, aliens save an apartment building. That's Batteries Not Included. Number four, Batteries Not Included. Number five, Better Off Dead. Suicidal teen owes paperboy $2. $2. That kid goes down the cliff at the end on the bike. Number five, suicidal teen owes paperboy $2. Better Off Dead, John Cusack. Number six, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. George Carlin in a phone booth. George Carlin in a phone booth. Bill and Ted. Number seven, A Colorado Town Deals with Russians. That's Red Dawn. Red Dawn. They did a remake with Chris Hemsworth about 10 years ago. Not as good. Number eight, Laurence Olivier as Zeus. Clash of the Titans. Very beginning of the 80s there. A lot of claymation. Number eight, Laurence Olivier is Zeus, Clash of the Titans. Number nine, Andrew McCarthy falls in love with an ancient Egyptian princess. That is Mannequin, not to be confused with Mannequin 2. Number nine, Mannequin. And number 10, a dog kills a lot of people in Antarctica. That was John Carpenter's The Thing. The Thing. Number 10, The Thing. And the bonus for 2 points, a larger than normal oatmeal cream pie. That would be Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. They are super shrunk down, and they find that oatmeal cream pie. And, them and the ant eat the giant clumps of cream. I always thought that looked like real tasty. And now that I'm talking about it, I kind of want to get me some oatmeal cream pies. I think I'm going to go buy some next time I'm at the store. And that is today's episode, Vague 80s Movie Descriptions. I hope you had fun playing along. If you have some of those of your own that you want to send me to use on a future episode, email me, ryanbuds@gmail.com. Happy to use your material and give you some credit anytime you send me some questions to use. And thanks in advance for doing that. We have one more thing for you called the fact of the day. And the fact of today is when you donate your body to science, it can get used as a crash test dummy for medical training, forensic research, or to save life through organ transplants. So there you go. If you never thought about that, they could just put your body in a car to do some crash test dummy tests, among other things. And I did not know that myself, and now I do. Thank you guys for listening to the show. Thanks for telling a friend about the show. And we'll see you next time for more trivia with me. Cheers.